Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And it's Friday, June 20th, 2014. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the 2014 FIFA World Cup currently underway in Brazil.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 15455 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voandebele.com. Put your flags up in the sky.
Once again, thanks for joining us. This is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about what is trending the world over. That is soccer. Of course, the World Cup is currently underway in Brazil, Gibbs.
And the biggest shock at the moment is the elimination of World Cup holders, Spain. And the surprise defeat of today of favorites, Italy, were brought down to earth after a defeat by Costa Rica.
And unfortunately for most African teams, it has been a struggle, and the only team to collect the maximum 3 points at the moment is Ivory Coast, but it lost again the next match. Gibbs,
what do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the discussion right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp, and our number is 1-202-465-0318. That number again, 1-202-465-0318. Yeah,
kunjalo mfowethu. Wonguka ama dzadiwa nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitarisa nezviri kubuda kubva ku World Cup uko. Zvashamisa vakawanda kusvika pari zvino inyaya yekuti chikwata chakahwina World Cup ku Johannesburg, South Africa muna 2010, Spain chabuda makwikwi aya mushure mekurohwa mitambo miri yekutanga zvisati zvamboitika kuti vanenge vakabata mukombe vanobva vadyiwa mitambo miri yekutanga nekubva vaburitswa makwikwi aya, Gibbs.
Ye kunjalo ke njoba u Blessing akhuluma nje izulu kandaba sasihlangana njalo kuhlelo lwe Live Talk. Ye siyakwazi ukuthi ke abanengi bathi iSpain yayingazani idlala njengama Warriors njoba ama Warriors ejale ukuthi nje akhe phansi kwangazani iSpain kazange ibuze kwabaphambili. So ke ayisekho ke ku World Cup khona ngale. Okumanise njalo namhla Blessing iItaly ichayiwe phela layo 1-0 iCosta Rica. iCosta Rica le ingazani yachaya. Kayihleki ichasibili okwamagama. Yes, funa ukuzwangana ukuthi kambe lithini ngodaba lolu. Nansi nombolo 001-202-619-2077. Lifone kanye, cellphone lakho la ngapho lapha likhona. Yeah, asiqhubeke mfowethu.
Mm. Of course, the Zimbabwe national team did not qualify, and you know, people are coming up with various reasons
and jokes
and jokes about why yes. they did not qualify.
Uh-huh.
Here's an interesting one that I got on WhatsApp.
Mm-hmm.
The fella goes, African countries are being beaten left, right, and center in the current World Cup. Thinner as Zimbabweans, we avoided such embarrassment by not qualifying for the World Cup.
Mm-hmm.
It was a well-calculated strategy that we do not participate in such Western machinations of embarrassing Africans on a global scale. We are a sovereign country and we will not bow to Western powers. We will not allow Brazil to be used as a tool by the West. Zimbabwe will never be a colony again. I like Zimbabwe's they have a sense of humor.
There's
another one.
Mm-hmm.
They say if the World Cup was a WhatsApp group,
yes.
it would be like this. Spain has left the group.
Uh-huh.
Australia has left the group. Cameroon has left the group. Mexico typing message. Yeah. Croatia loading image.
Uh-huh.
Brazil recording audio. Netherlands online.
Uh-huh.
Chile online. South Africa last seen 2010.
Uh-huh.
Zimbabwe blocked.
that's a nice one. That's
we'll
nice
continue
one,
to yes. Read these messages and, of course, continue to send them. We'll also entertain the World Cup jokes. You know, Zimbabweans are known for their sense of humor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the bad news that we're receiving is that Ibrahim Tore, the young brother of Yaya and Kolo, has actually died. Indications are that, you know, he died of cancer. So it's a very sad story to the Ivorians, but that message has been communicated so far to Yaya and Kolo.
Mm-hmm.
So they've taken it as, you know, one of those kind of things that happens on Earth. And we hope they're going to do well
indeed,
in their next assignment.
It's a very, very sad loss indeed.
Very stressful,
and,
yes.
You know, it's something that might even affect their play, but
one
hopes that
yes.
it will inspire them as you would have wanted Ivory Coast to actually go on and even win or at least go to the finals, which has not happened, you know,
certainly.
In Africa.
Certainly. And I think we've got our first guest. Who is that, Blessing?
I think we have both guests, actually. First, we have sports analyst Muziwetu Hadebe. Muzi, good evening. Muzi, we are still having problems with that line, but I think we have Tonderai Ndiraya, former Dynamos assistant coach and also a former Dynamos midfielder. Tonderai, good evening.
Good evening, Blessing. Good evening, listeners.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for joining us. Your assessment so far, Ndiraya, about how this World Cup has progressed so far?
It's been exciting, blessing. We've seen, like you've just mentioned, the world champions have just been, knocked out of the competition, which was quite a huge, huge upset and surprise, you know, considering the champions and to go out. You know, at the first stage of the tournament was quite shocking. Quite recently, England, I've also noticed that they've also gone out of the tournament, which is also quite shocking. I mean, considering also that they are powers in world football. Surprisingly, also, Costa Rica, who are minnows, have also qualified to the round of 16. It was also, you know, quite surprising. So it's been an exciting World Cup, and I've really enjoyed every bit of it. And I hope the excitement will continue.
And what about African teams? What can you say about the African teams?
African teams have been largely disappointing. So to speak, we expected a lot from African teams, but as of now, I think there's only Ivory Coast, which deserves probably special mention at this stage. But they are also not in a safe position. You know, they need to win their last game for them to carry the African hopes and qualify for the next round. So, yeah, largely, if you look at Nigeria, personally, I expected them to struggle because of the caliber of players they took to the World Cup. Mm-hmm. Fine, they're African champions, and they really made a huge blunder because their squad was mainly composed of locally based players, the one which won the African Nations Cup. So they made a blunder of thinking that, you know, that squad will perform, you know, at that high stage, which was a mistake. So Nigeria were very, very disappointing. And then you also have Algeria. I felt they played a good game the last time they played, but not good enough, you know, to get them a good result, which will take them to the next round. So, yeah, largely the African teams were so disappointing, but I still hope that Ivory Coast could make it to the second round.
Tochidzoka, tondirai tichitarisa idzo timu dzedu dzemuAfrica dzisiri kunyatsotamba zvakanaka. Chingava chikonzero chei chiri kupa kuti zvinyanya kunetsa kudaro? Tiri kuona paFacebook vanhu vakawanda vanotsamwa pese panopera mutambo iyoyo nekuti vanenge vasingatarisiri kuti mitambo yacho inopera yakadaro.
Letin kutaura chokwadi, muAfrican teams edu anostruggla nenyaya yekuti preparation avanenge asina kunyatsomira zvakanaka. Ndo chekutanga. Chechipiriwo, tiona kuti inyaya yemari. Ini ndo kufunga kwangu. Mari inoita kuti iwo vasazoite vasawane nguva yakakwana. Mapreparations kusagadzira kwakanaka ikoko kunokonzerwa nenyaya yekushaya mari. Ukada kutarisa matimu acho ese mazhinji asati aenda kuWorld Cup vakamboita bopoto pakati pavo nehurumende nemafootball associations nenyaya dzemari idzodzo. Saka vakaenda kuWorld Cup vasina pfungwa dzavo dzisina kunyatsa kugadzirwa zvakanaka kuti vanotamba ikoko zvemhando yepamusoro. Ukada kuti unyatso kudzikadzika futi nenyaya yacho unoona kuti dzimwe nguva inenyaya yedevelopment yatogara tichichema nayo kuti maAfrican teams tinodimbudzira, hatidi kunyatsotedza nzira chaita yedevelopment. Saka tinopedzisira taakuzo buda nemaplayers asina kunyatsa kukwenenzverwa kuti anyatso kutamba pastage iyoyo yeWorld Cup. Saka tinenge tapedzisira taakurelya nemaplayers aya ari kutamba kumaEuropean Leagues, of which maAfrican teams ane maplayers mashoma anotamba ikoko. Mazhinji acho lagi anenge achitamba mumaleagues ekuno kuAfrica of anovaiwa asina bhora repamusorosoro rekuti ungafananidze nekunana Europe kana kunana South America. Saka ndinoona chiri icho ririro dambudziko guru rainaro muAfrica iroro. Tikagadzirisa ipapo, tikatanga kugadzira maplayers edu achiri madiki, tonyatsa kumadzidzisa zvose zvinodiwa pakukura kweplayer kuti izove player yakazara, tikagadzirisa ipapo tinoenda mberi.
Now, looking at teams like Cameroon, I think you saw how they performed on the field of play. And there were two players that were actually head-butting each other. How common is that among teams?
It's quite common among African teams, I should say. Most of these guys, they... like if you want to look at, for example, the Cameroonian team, most of them play in elite leagues like in Europe and so forth. And when they come back here, I think.
Hello, Tondirai?
I think we're disconnected there.
Yeah. There might be a technical problem there. We'll try to reconnect with him. And of course, we are now being joined by in studio guest, our very own VOA sports guru, Sonny Young himself. And of course, Sonny, you know, Zimbabweans, they actually follow your program and broadcast, and many were actually writing to us saying that they would love to see you live, and also our radio listeners to also have an opportunity to hear Sonny Young live, of course. So we welcome you.
Yeah, thank you very much. And sporty World Cup greetings to all the listeners and viewers in Zimbabwe. Just some general comments. I think it's been a great World Cup so far. Maybe not so much for African teams, but in terms of the overall quality of play, some really nice goals in Brazil. I'm keeping my fingers crossed that we're going to see Ivory Coast in the next round. And you know, we have matches over the weekend involving African teams. Ghana and Nigeria both play on Saturday. And, you know, upsets happen at the World Cup. I didn't think Costa Rica could beat Italy.
Today. That was a shock idea.
What do we call them? Los Ticos. Ticos. And yeah, that was they're one of the great stories at this World Cup, the Costa Ricans. So yeah, surprises. Maybe Ghana and Nigeria can pick up 3 points on Saturday. But tough tests, both matches. Ghana going against Germany.
Yeah, that's a tough game.
Wow. I mean, the Germans looked awesome against Portugal. Mueller had 3 goals against Portugal. Mm-hmm. And we have Bosnia played well in their opening match. They lost to Argentina, but that's not going to be an easy match for Nigeria. So, yeah, I'm keeping my fingers crossed that you know, maybe Ghana and Nigeria can pull through on Saturday.
Let's talk also, Sonny, about the elimination of Spain. You know, I'm a huge Barcelona fan, and I was thinking that my boys would deliver. But
you know, when
they were kidnapping,
you know what I compared that to? I mean, I didn't expect Spain would be out at this early stage of the World Cup, but. I remember the French were the defending champions going into the 2002 World Cup in Japan and South Korea. They didn't win any matches in Asia, and they got an early exit from that tournament. And so I thought back to the French, but I mean, to have the defending champion out early, personally, I think maybe the age caught up to the Spanish team. They had gone through this cycle of success at the European Championships, as well as winning the 2010 World Cup in South Africa. And I think maybe some of their players, what do they say, long in the tooth, long in the tooth, and not quite as sharp as before. But yeah, kind of a sad story in a way to see España say adios to España.
And then USA spent the whole day defending, right?
Yeah. I got to give their head coach. We're talking about the Germans, and the Americans have a German coach, Jurgen Klinsmann, as their tactician. And I thought that match against Ghana earlier this week was a tremendous match.
Indeed.
Lots of excitement. When I think back to Ayew scoring the equalizer for Ghana, at that point, I really thought Ghana was going to score a second goal and win the match, but it didn't turn out that way. And speaking of Klinsmann, he brought in 2 substitutes in the second half. He brought in what was that guy's name? Graham Zusi, who took the corner kick for the U.S. team.
And the score.
And the score. So he delivered the corner kick, and Brooks, very very tall player for the USA, scored the match-winning goal. So, yeah, I give credit to Klinsmann because before the World Cup, he was criticized for dropping Donovan and some of the other selections, bringing in guys like Zusi and Brooks, who I don't think they have any World Cup experience prior to Brazil.
Yeah, and not even big name players. I mean,
but their chances? Do they have any chances of advancing?
uh, Well, you got to look at it in terms of playing Portugal on Sunday. I don't think the Portuguese are at full strength.
Yeah, they are really struggling.
Yeah, they. Yeah. Pepe, he was
red carded. He was red carded. He will not play.
He won't play, and I think one or two other players are also injured.
Mm-hmm. Ronaldo is struggling. Yeah, he went to this World Cup with an injury.
Yeah,
and it does not look like he's fully recovered.
He's bandaged, you know. Mm-hmm.
So that's a key match. I think the USA has to at least draw against the Portuguese to have any chance of advancing.
Yeah.
Although it's hard to say now because Portugal will be looking for a victory.
Exactly.
I think it's been a very interesting World Cup with surprise teams like Costa Rica and USA has to be considered a surprise team. Mm-hmm. And Ivory Coast, I mean, you know, if they can beat Greece next week, and I think they can, they'll make it to the knockout round, I think, for the first time ever.
Indeed, yeah. It's a very good side, but, you know, they have not been gelling and they've not been qualifying to the next stage.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So one hopes that maybe.
Yeah, and as you said, quality players on the team, Gervinho,
exactly.
Yaya Toure.
The great Drogba.
Yeah. And I like how, I think they have a French coach, Lamouchi. Yeah. I like how he brings Drogba in now as sort
second
of...
Second half.
Sort of like a second half spark plug.
He almost scored.
The great Roger Miller.
He almost scored against the Colombians. Yeah. He had a great chance there at the end of the match.
Yeah. And where do you place Netherlands and Brazil? Are they going to take the cup?
I rate the Dutch very highly. I think the Netherlands, another quality side. Mm-hmm. We're talking about entertaining matches. That match against Australia was a really fun match to watch. Mm-hmm. I didn't give the Australians much chance.
Playing well, right?
Yeah.
By their standards.
And somebody told me that the Aussies, they look like Brazil out there.
Yes.
But, the Dutch have, they have Van Persie, who had a spectacular goal.
Indeed. I think I rate it as the best goal so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would agree. I agree. Yeah, that was a great goal, and that was against the Spanish.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And they have Robin. Robin is scoring for them. Mm-hmm. So they have two quality strikers. And I want to give a shout out to Tim Cahill for Australia.
Yeah.
That was another beautiful goal.
Yeah, that was a beautiful goal indeed.
And Suarez punishing England.
Oh, beautiful. I mean, I know there are mixed feelings about Suarez, especially in Africa.
After that, you know.
Yeah, because four years ago, I think Ghanaians and a lot of other African fans were calling him the devil.
They've never forgiven
you. They're calling him the devil, but... he's almost a satanic striker when it comes to scoring goals.
Yeah.
Point
blank, he scores, you know.
I didn't think he'd play like that after what he came back after about a month after knee surgery.
He had, even at the beginning of the season because of his, problems on the pitch against Chelsea.
That's right.
He started late, but he came back and he scored. Mm-hmm. He was the top goal scorer. So I think he's a brilliant, brilliant player.
I agree.
Despite,
I agree totally. I mean, what he had, I think, 31 goals for Liverpool in the Premier League.
But he did not start all the, 10 matches.
Just such a mercurial player. I think the other, his teammates just feed off his energy when he's out there. I mean, you can see how he reacted after he scored against England.
Great.
Okay, let's take Bernard. Mkoma Bernard, we're going to Zambia. Magadi Mkoma Bernard.
Hey, Mkoma President, Magadimba, here Mkoma.
Tiribo, kuruze Zambia. Muruku Lusaka, here.
Anapura Lusaka, ndiwena ukitwe, na amukabwe.
Murukuenda ukitwe. Muruku wana se mitambo ya World Cup.
Mkoma mtambo ya World Cup, waruta pindire mtambo.
Mm-hmm.
Is Andrew going to borrow it again? Defense, my defenders. You are going to say my teammates, my defenders. My defenders are now seeing my teammates.
Hey, Murukuta, are you Africa?
Not yet, Africa. Yes, I'm a defender. Yes, I'm a borrower. But I'm a defender. I'm a better.
Saka, the AP team, I'm moving on. You know, when I'm going to.
I'm going to go in here, but I'm from Argentina.
Argentina.
Netherlands. Yeah, number three, Brazil.
Brazil
no problem here, defense again.
Uh-huh. Could defense, I was going to have to go further.
makanza mabhora ese masekazi nema midfielders zili better but defenders ma defenders ese hapana defender yakasimba ma team ese
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bernard
ameno kana ndi mota bora Spain
taura
ku Spain right Spain ye ini Spain asimbe ndazika pamena because of defense because defense ye ndio defense ye Barcelona futi iwe
yeah
saka defend more
Hai, watinotenda zvikuru mukoma Bernard nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Kuvangwe tanyadze bwangwa Brazil muni fotero pinda pota.
Hai,
watinotenda Argentina ne Netherlands.
Hai, watinokufonerai.
Horaito vakoma mfariso vamwese ikoko.
Hai, watinovamhoresa. Thank you so much mukoma Bernard.
Ndatenda mukoma wangu.
Tinotenda. Of course, Sonny, Bernard is saying overall he is not happy with the, you know, all teams. He's saying their defense is just porous, you know, no, he's not singling out any team. He's saying even for Spain, it was the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
He says Barcelona has got very good strikers and all, but the defense, you know, is leaky. So he's saying this is what we are seeing at the World Cup. Of course, he's tipping Argentina to win. If Argentina does not win, he thinks it's Netherlands. If Netherlands does not win, it's Brazil.
Okay. Those are good choices. I mean, it seems like everyone is having Brazil as their top choice.
Exactly.
I would, among the European teams, I think the Netherlands and Germany are probably right at the top. And I'll be so surprised if we don't see a South American team in the final.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not saying it's going to be Brazil, but I mean, Argentina, Colombia has been playing well, and they're an outsider at this point. So yeah, it's been an interesting World Cup.
Yeah. Let's bring in Ndirai, our other guest in Rari. Tundrai, are you back on the line now?
I'm there, blessing, yes.
Yes, our in-studio guest, Son Young, says that he has a hunch that one of the South American sides will be in this final. Do you agree?
Yes, I do agree. Obviously, because of the home advantage.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, everything favors them.
Mm-hmm.
The weather, you name them. So just because of that, I would also think that one of those teams will be in the final, particularly Brazil, because they are playing at home. So I don't know what to say, but somewhat conditions are favoring them. Look, they got a penalty, which was not supposed to be a penalty. It was a soft penalty.
That's right.
And because of their home advantage, you know, they'll obviously continue to get
penalties.
You know, penalties. You know, some favors from the match officials. So. Besides that, I think they've got a good team, which is quite competitive, and because of the conditions I've spoken about, it'll give them an edge.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, South American teams will be quite a handful.
Mm-hmm. And of course, they've got Neymar.
Yeah, Neymar, Neymar, and Neymar. And let's talk about something. Maybe you don't believe it in it, Young. You know, spirit mediums.
Uh-huh.
We have seen some African teams with spirit mediums dressed in, you know what I mean?
What
do you believe in those things?
I know where they sprinkle the dust.
Yeah, you know, they dust. Does it work?
Because I heard that one of the Ghanaian witch doctors was responsible for Cristiano Ronaldo's injury.
Uh-huh.
But maybe we can keep him out a little longer. Keep him out just a little longer as the USA gets ready to play Portugal. But I don't know. I know that maybe that same Ghanaian witch doctor was hoping to get some juju against the Americans, but it didn't quite work.
Of course, Tonde, stay on the line. We'll be back in a bit. We'll just take a short break. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Just go to www.voazimbabwe.com and click on Live Talk. Tinemwe mtereri mkoma Ben Rambai Makabata. Gibbs. Thank you.